The Tasmanian government have announced that 29,000 hectares of hardwood plantation estate have been sold for $60 million. Guy Barnett is the Resources Minister in Tasmania. Minister, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you, Leon.
You sold this plantation estate to a company called Reliance Forest Fibre. They've been registered for less than 2 months. Who are they?
They're owned by Global Forest Partners. They're an international forest investment advisory firm. They've got Global Forest Holdings. And it's very exciting because it's a new player, it's an international player coming to Tasmania. It's a vote of confidence in our economy and our forest industry. And of course, the result is a terrific result for the Tasmanian taxpayer.
On their website, the international company's website, I can see a lot about their investment strategy and how they invest globally. What I can't see is what actually happens to the timber that they own. What will happen to it?
Well, they will do what would normally be done in this situation and just make it very clear that they're buying the forestry rights for the trees. It's effectively, we're not selling the farm, we're selling the crop. So they buy the trees and they harvest the trees, replant and so on for the 99-year rights that they have. And just to repeat, we're not selling the land. So what they do with it is a matter for them, but they've advised us that they will be exporting the wood and the fibre through to Asia in the usual way. And they will also be looking for other innovative opportunities to use the wood as well, they've advised us. But that's a matter for them going forward.
So the land has been, the rights to harvest this plantation estate has been sold on a 99-year lease.
It's a 99-year forestry right. That's what it's called. That's right. And they have access to that timber going forward. And it's a great result because it's going to put Sustainable Timber Tasmania onto a sustainable footing. It helps us do that. And that's all part of our plan to rebuild the Tasmanian forest industry. And it's going to help create jobs. They've advised us as well. They'll be establishing a management team setting up here in Tasmania. And they'll also be employing Tasmanians in the contracting and harvesting of the timber and supply and transport of the timber. So in terms of new jobs in Tasmania, that's also a bonus.
Where are these plantations? Southeast, northwest? What part of Tasmania are they?
Yes, good question, Leon. It's across the state, in the northwest, northeast, and the south of the state primarily, but across the state in different locations. The benefits will definitely flow through to regional Tasmania. Exactly where the jobs will be based going forward, that's a matter for the company, but of course it'll be across the state. And there'll be benefits right through. But in addition, the investment is a vote of confidence in the economy. It's a vote of confidence in our forest industry, and it puts Sustainable Timber Tasmania onto a sustainable footing going forward. It's consistent with our plan to pay down the debt, and that's very good news, and then helps it put Sustainable Timber Tasmania, as I say, onto sustainable footing going forward.
When do you get paid? Minister, when does the government get paid for this asset?
Mid-October is the settlement date. Obviously, a deposit's been paid, and I won't go into the exact details because they're commercial in confidence, but it's very encouraging, so we're talking weeks away. And we've acted consistent with our plan to create this new investment, to create jobs and to end the public subsidies, and that's really important. We don't want taxpayers' money going being pulled out of health and education and going into our forest company.
Is it a bit disappointing that after all these years, what ends up happening with this significant chunk of the plantation hardwood estate is that it ends up getting cut down and shipped off to Asia for pulp?
No, it's not at all. It's a vote of confidence in our forest industry. That's a key part of our forest industry. They, as I said, they'll be looking at other innovative ways to use the timber. But Tasmania does one thing really well, and that's grow trees. For every one tree harvested, remember, Leon, we plant three.
I accept that, Minister, but it's effectively one step up from exporting sand, isn't it, in terms of value adding. Is it disappointing to you that we couldn't come up with something that would add more value onshore out of 30,000 hectares of plantation estate?
No, not at all. I don't agree with your analogy. It's a very good step forward because it is a new investment of a new player in Tasmania. I wanted to emphasise the point that Sustainable Timber Tasmania has retained plantations required for saw log production, providing resource security for the future for our sawmillers in Tasmania, so it doesn't impact on that. This is effectively a win-win for the forest industry, for those existing players. We've got now a new player that will be employing people, creating jobs, and of course this will put a big way forward to ending the public subsidies that have in the past been going into our forestry corporation.
On to other matters, Minister. Australian Sustainable Hardwoods, the Mayor of Burnie said conversations are ongoing. Where are those conversations up to with this Victorian timber player that might potentially be moving to this state?
Yes, thank you, Leon, for the question. The conversations and discussions are ongoing and they're positive. But I can't reveal any more at this stage. They are still finalising the negotiations with the Victorian government that has sadly, the Labor-Green government over there have cut back their resource and they're closing down and now selling their mill in Gippsland. Once that's finalised, they've advised me last week they'll be putting their extra time and effort into the establishment of a facility in Burnie. That will take some time. They've advised me that the feasibility studies are positive and looking very good for the innovative way in which they wish to use the timber and manufacture the wood and the eucalyptus nightens. So it's positive news. The discussions are ongoing and we're looking forward to further ongoing discussions with Australian Sustainable Hardwood.
Was this 29,000 hectares that you've sold to Reliance Forest Fibre potentially going to be feedstock for this other business? I'm wondering if having made this sale, it might make it harder for Australian Sustainable Hardwoods to get the timber.
No, it doesn't impact on ash at all. They have arrangements in place with another key player. That they advise me are satisfactory, so this is not relevant to ash and its plans for investment in Burnie in northwest Tasmania.